Hi, it's Randy Morrison, Associate Editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Stephen Choi, who specializes in securities regulation and serves as the Murray and Kathleen Bring Professor of Law at NYU. In this podcast, Dr. Choi discusses the recently launched Cornerstone Research and NYU Securities Enforcement Empirical Database, or SEED. Dr. Choi, thank you so much for taking the time today to discuss this topic. Can you provide an example of what kinds of insights someone can gain from using SEED?
Well, thank you very much for having me on your podcast. I'm very excited to share with you information about the SEED database. We're a first of its kind, publicly available academic database, which is searchable, free, and regularly updated. One of the useful insights I think someone can get is if you subscribe to the principle that like situation, like cases should be treated in a like manner. Using our database, you can sort of drill down and look at SEC enforcement actions involving public companies. And you can see, well, in situations where the SEC was bringing a case that looked similar to the case I'm focused on, what were typical penalties? Did the defendants or respondents cooperate? Did they engage in remediation activities? Who are the SEC attorneys involved? And ultimately, sort of, what was the outcome? And was the outcome something which I can use to predict what would be the outcome in my particular SEC enforcement actions? I think it'd be useful for individuals and attorneys who are facing a possible SEC enforcement action just to see kind of what happened in similar situations in the past. And that's really sort of a tree focus of one thing that could be done with our database. And we're also excited about sort of the forest view. We are tracking at this point public actions against public companies, and using our data set at NYU, we're looking at various trends in SEC enforcement, taking that forest view on generally how is the SEC engaged in its enforcement activities, which I think is an important question which we hope to address as we continue with the SEED project.
Great. What makes it so difficult to get the same data directly from the SEC?
So in my prior academic work, I've examined and studied SEC enforcement actions. I looked at, for example, SEC enforcement actions involving option backdating, where I've had to go and collect this data myself. And I can tell you it's not easy. You really have to dig deep to get the data. The SEC puts out a variety of information, press releases, litigation releases, complaints, but it's like a waterfall. There are these documents that are just coming out of the SEC. There's no real organization to the documents. Sometimes you'll have people in related litigation for the same underlying violation, and sometimes the SEC will bring them together in the same action. Sometimes they'll be brought in separate actions, and you sort of find them separately. So we go in and we sort of collect this information, we categorize it, and then using sort of research fellows from both NYU Law School and NYU Stern Business School, we have our research fellows read these documents and parse out important pieces of information, such as what's the nature of the underlying violation, what's the time period of the violation, what's the identity of the attorneys involved in the enforcement action, if it's a civil action filed in federal district court. So we collect this information and we categorize and we put it on our database and make it very easy for people to find this information. And I can tell you from my prior experience, having this all easily available really makes it much easier to sort of figure out what exactly the SEC is doing. And if you're an academic, engage in academic research based on this data.
Great. You may have already given us a hint on this one, but how did the idea of SEED come about?
So it came about, as I mentioned, so in my prior research, when I was digging through all the SEC documents myself, I thought, you know, it'd be a lot easier if someone were to go out and really create a framework for either academics who want to look at sort of the forest view of what's happening with SEC enforcement, or if I'm in litigation, I want the tree view, sort of what exactly has happened in similar prior SEC enforcement actions. So as I was doing my own research, it really struck me how difficult it was to get this data. And as a result, how little research there's been on exactly, in terms of numbers, what the SEC is doing. So my motivation was to, by collecting this data, by putting it on the website, by setting up an ongoing data collection sort of process, and we're committed to providing this data for free, putting it out there, updating it on a regular basis. My hope is we'll create this framework for both academic research, and we're hoping others will take our data, maybe build on it, and add on to it, as well as for individuals who are interested in exactly what the SEC is doing and whether, in like situations, the SEC enforcement actions generate like outcomes. And using our data, they should be able to see whether that's the case or not.
Okay, what can we learn from Seed that would be relevant to the debate about the SEC's so-called home field advantage in its administrative proceedings?
So this is a big debate, and it's an ongoing debate about the SEC's home field advantage. And let me mention a couple of things which I think are important to note about how the database can be useful and what distinguishes our database from what others have talked about with respect to administrative proceedings. So one of the things we provided in our initial sort of analysis when we launched our database, which I guess was maybe a couple weeks ago or a week ago, was just some summary numbers. So when we look at 2010 and we're focused on public companies, about 20% of the SEC initiated actions were brought in an administrative proceeding as compared to the alternative, which would be brought in federal district court. By 2014-2015, that 21% had become 75%. So there's an increase from 21% in administrative proceedings to 75%. So on one level, our database can provide numbers. And there's a lot of talk about the increase in administrative proceedings. We can provide numbers. But others have provided numbers. So what else can our database do? Well, one thing that stands behind our numbers is data on each individual action that goes behind it, that 21% to 75%. So you can go into our database, you can look at the individual actions, you can see, well, what's happening in these administrative proceedings. So there's been an increase, but an increase in what kinds of action. And you can tie it to other things. So this is something which will be part of our research agenda into the future. We're interested in looking at things such as cooperation. Does the fact that the SEC has become more aggressive with administrative proceedings, does the fact that the Dodd-Frank Act has given the SEC greater authority to get monetary sanctions against a wide variety of different defendants, has that resulted in defendants facing an SEC administrative proceeding becoming more willing to cooperate with the SEC? Does the SEC mention cooperation more often in these sorts of situations? So we have the sort of top-level numbers, but by having the underlying data, we can look at exactly what's behind those top-level numbers. Who are the respondents? Is the SEC shifting to different kinds of actions that it chooses to bring as an administrative proceeding? And what are the responses of the respondents? Are they more willing to cooperate? So these are questions that can be answered or looked at with our data, and part of our research agenda will be looking at this into the future.
Very neat. What are your plans for Seed going forward?
So we're very excited about the project. And one thing I should say is it involves both NYU Law and NYU Stern Fellows. These are students with a particular interest in securities regulations, and from the Stern side in the capital markets and the role of the SEC in the capital markets. And one of our hopes is to provide our students at NYU a unique experience. So one of our goals moving forward will be to get our students more involved in the project. Many of our students have already started writing their own research, doing their own research based on our data. And I think an important part of the Seed project will be to sort of increase or enrich the student experience for the NYU Law and NYU Stern students. In terms of the data, the current data focuses on public companies, and it's accurate as it stands, and we plan to keep it updated. But we also intend to expand it. So as I mentioned, the SEC often, for the same underlying violation, will bring an enforcement action against both public companies, but also against non-public companies and associated individuals. So one of the things we plan to do is expand the data set to include individuals who are with the SEC targets in connection with its targeting of these public companies, as well as other non-public companies that the SEC also targets, again, in connection with the public company action. So we'll be expanding the data set. And we also hope to engage in our own seed research. So we'll look at administrative proceedings. One of the things, actually, I think would be very interesting to look at, and one of the things that our data set allows, is to track individual SEC attorneys. So we collect the data on individual attorneys across our actions. And because we track across a number of years, we can look at, well, this particular attorney, what kinds of actions was this particular attorney assigned to? What were the outcomes? And that's something I think we'll be looking at, sort of looking at the life cycle of an SEC attorney, which is something I'm excited about looking at using our data.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Choi. This is an exciting development. I appreciate your spending the time.
Thank you very much.